110. Confrontation at work. I have had it. That Byron has no business running this program. I thought I might have it out with him someday. Well, today was the day.
Whoa, whoa, slow down, Jeff said. What's going on, Mike? I don't have the foggiest idea what you're talking about.
Byron, the new manager. He's trying to take my job.
Really? It's like he has nothing better to do than make other people feel bad.
That's not management. That's cruelty.
I know you have had mixed feelings from him since day one. But what happened?
Okay. Well, you know he has nothing to do with the Panda Project, right?
Well, he must have had his eye on it for a while. Because today he came into one of our meetings with an intimate knowledge of what I'm doing. He said right away that he had many things on his mind about how we should do things differently. And then he said them, right in that meeting where he wasn't invited.
Wow, that is bold. Doesn't he already have enough irons in the fire? Can't he trust experienced staff to do their own work?
That's what I said, Mike cut in. He didn't think I had it in me to talk back to him, but I did. He has had his day, and I've had mine. Now he knows how much is on my mind. Let him fire me. See what I care. He has an insolence about him, and someone needed to tell him.
Phew, Mike. Did anyone else back you up in the meeting?
Nope. Cowards.
Jeff was silent.